So let me start off with, I was 11 years old when I first started to dance in the church. It was a special item. Tapos ang kanta pa noon is yung O Diyos, Salamat Po. Para sa mga matagal na sa church, mga nag-90s pa lang nag-church na, maaring alam niyo yung kantang ito. Huwag rin po kayong mag-alala kasi hindi naman po ako kakanta. Pero ang sabi po ng awitin is that, O Diyos, salamat po sa kabutihan mo. Ang dati kong buhay, iyong binago. That's the first song na naaalala ko pa na sinayaw ko. I can still remember yung steps nung sayaw. Pero baka sumakit yung balakang ko mamaya, so hindi ko na itutuloy. And then at 11 also, during those years of my teen, I also helped in the media ministry. Ang media ministry po nung 90s, hindi kagaya ng mga nakikita niyong tech natin sa likod. Pwede niyo bang palakpakan yung mga tech natin sa likod? They're doing a great job. And even our worship leaders, our worship team, palakpakan naman natin ang Panginoon with our lives. Kahit na hindi ako naging worship leader noon. So, media ministry, naalala ko yung aming worship team head noon is that binibigyan kami ng list of songs, tapos papagawa ko yun sa acetate, dadali mo sa overhead projector. So, I can operate that, I can do that dati nung bata pa ako. And at 16, I became the dance team head ng church. Yan. Hindi po tayo nabiyayaan ng ganda ng boses, ganda lang po ng mukha at galing ng sayaw. Ang kabal ng mukha. Kanina kabado 20 tayo, ngayon sumobra naman. And at 18, I started teaching in our cell group. Dati, lagi ko sinasabi kay Pastor Stephen, buti naaalala mo pa yung first time na topic mo, yung topic niyang friends, during after daw ng ano, kung narinig nyo na yung story na yon about friends, tapos 15 minutes lang siya. Dahil wala na siyang masabi. Ay, 10 minutes lang, wala na siyang masabi. Ako, hindi ko talaga maalala. Pero while doing this topic, pinaalala sa atin ng Panginoon, now I remember, the first time na I teach in our cell group, ang first topic ko ay Surrender Benjamin. Yan. And then, after that, I became part of the youth leaders. Yan. Kasama ko si Pastor Stephen noon. And at 22, I joined mission trips. A regional conventions for young people. So, I got the privilege to minister doon sa halos mga kaedad ko. Mga kabataan, the future leaders of our generation. And then, at 24, I remember during those 20 to 24, I was asked to join ng trainers training ng ating Bible Training Center ng GIA, ang School of Workers module. So I trained as a trainer at 24. And I remember preaching on Sundays 3 times. I remember pupunta kami ng GIA Pulilan, one of our church extension here in GIA Monumento. Morning, nandoon ako, early morning, babiyahe kami at 5 o'clock in the morning just to be there kasi medyo malayo. Tapos pagdating doon, mag-preach ka with all your might and with all your heart. Pagkatapos noon, pupunta ako ng bandang pahapon na doon na kami mananghalian. Hapon na, pupunta naman ako ng GIA Valenzuela dahil attend ako ng School of Workers. Magtuturo ako about faith. Still remember that. Pawis na pawis ka with all my might. Ituturo ko ang faith. And then after noon, kasi at that time ang GIA-CMNB ay watak-watak pa, may Caloocan pa, Malabon pa, tapos kinumbine lang sila. And then after ng afternoon, didiretso ko ng GIA Katmon, Malabon. I will preach again about naman dun sa who God is in our lives, His attributes. I was so passionate back then. Parang susuungin ko ang lahat. I don't care kahit may heckler dyan na tatayo, na lasing, at sasabihin hindi totoo ang sinasabi ko. And then when I got married at 29, we heeded the call to pastor this church and lead GIA-CMNB when I was 30. 30 years old na po ako noon. Can we just give God the glory? And at 35, we were sent to Qatar thrice to minister to different churches through TMA. mga iba't ibang klaseng Pilipino, iba't ibang klaseng nationalities are there. We are preaching to Muslim people. We are telling them about Jesus kahit pinahihintunan nila kami. Di kami natatakot ni Pastor Stephen kung saan man kami dali nung isang Bengali na nagda-drive ng taxi just to share Jesus to them. And then one day, I just woke up, 41 years old, still doing the calling that God has called me to do. Still doing it. Still doing it. And the one of the questions I'm often asked akin, what keeps you going? What keeps you going? What keeps you going? What's driving you? Why are you passionate? Bakit hindi ka humihinto? Bakit at the age of 11, kahit hindi ka marunong sumayaw, dumiretso ka pa din? Bakit at the age of 16, kaya mo lang naman nakuha ang iyong pagiging dance team head kasi yung dance team head mo, iniwan ka at iniwan ka ng lahat ng mga kasama mo sa dance ministry? Bakit mo pa rin piniling sumayaw ng buong service twice kahit mag-isa ka lang? Bakit at those age of 18 to 22, kahit you suffered from alcoholism, you still choose to say, Lord, I will still choose to follow you. What keeps you going, Jenny? Those are the questions being asked to me. At yun din ang itatanong ko sa'yo. What keeps you going? The title of my message is All Fired Up. Can you just turn to your neighbor right now and say, I'm all fired up. Sabihin mo with all conviction and with all passion. Sabihin mo, I'm all fired up. I'm all fired up. Can we just put it in the chat? I'm all fired up. Just tag your friends and your family. Are you ready for the word? Amen. I'm all fired up. Sabi po ni, later I will answer that question. Sabi po ni Paul sa Roma, sa mga taga-Roma in Romans 12:11. Sabi niya, guys, church, whatever you do, never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. Sabi niya, never be lacking in zeal. Huwag niyong hahayaang kukulang-kulang. Huwag niyong hahayaang pepetiks-petiks lang. O sa salitang termino at salitang kanto, huwag niyong hahayaang putsu-putsu lang. But keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. To have fervor is to have intense, passionate na feeling. Sinasabi sa atin ng Panginoon, as you serve the Lord, have that intense and have that passionate feeling. As you serve the Lord, have that zeal na kung saan may great energy ka kapag nagsiserve ka sa Lord. May enthusiasm kapag pupunta ka sa church. O kahit nakikinig ka lang online, you are full attention dahil alam mo na I am serving the Lord right now. Ang sinasabi sa atin ni Paul sa Romans 12:11, wholeheartedly serve the Lord. Keep your spiritual fervor. Huwag mong hahayaan ang spirito mo ay bumaba. Be passionate in what you do. Don't settle for anything less. Give everything to God. Yung best ang ibigay mo. Because He deserves it. Sabi ni Paul, never be lacking in zeal. Keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. We exist to spread a passion for the supremacy of our God. Do it all. Passionately. Pwede mo bang bulungan yung katabi mo, sabihin mo, passionately. Pag mo masyadong paririnig dun sa nasa likod mo, sabihin mo sa kanya, passionately.
When I was 11 up to now 41, that was 30 years gap. In 30 years of my ministry sa ating Panginoon, there are times that I got confused. There are times na pilit kong tinakbuhan ang calling ko. There are times na umaayaw ako sa gitna. There are even times na bago akong mag-preach dito, nagkakaroon pa kami ng retreat ni Pastor Stephen sa umaga kasi nagkakandaiyak ako sa takot. There were times that I questioned my talent, I questioned my skills, I questioned what I have. There were times in those 30 years that I stopped, full stop,
and just do nothing. And just do nothing and don't care about anything about the Lord and just stop. In those 30 long years, it was easy for me to say it, na Lord, it was 30 years. It's 30 years already. Ang daling sabihin. Pero napakahirap na gawin. What would you do when your fire died down? What would you do when you got it all together? You are unstoppable. You weren't afraid. You're full of courage. Everything in your life is going well. What would you do kung lahat ng bagay is like falling into place and you are being put in the position na kung saan ka ilalagay ng Panginoon? But what would you do when your fire died down? It is time for all of us to fire it up, man. It's time for all of us to fire it up. If you are here in this church ngayon, hindi ko po kayo bibigyan ng feel good message. But my prayer today is that the Lord will help us to come into our senses tayo. Mas makilala natin at mas malaman natin na Lord, more than anything, what keeps me going is not a what, but it's a who. It is you. Alam niyo, many of us have a relationship with God like a candle na flickering. Yung nawawala-wala yung apoy, no? Yung 30 years of my service sa Panginoon, parang may mga times na nag-flicker ako. We go to church on Sundays. Yan. And then we pray about our bless me list. Lord, bless me all the time. And then we even say out loud, I am a Christian. We even post it on Facebook, on IG, on TikTok, every platform that we have. We always say that ako, believer ako ng ating Panginoon, and so on and so forth. You can say that. It's easy. But what we really need right now is a non-stop fresh encounter. A non-stop experience with our God. At yun yung prayer ko today, Lord, hindi nila maalala kung gaano ako kaganda. Kawawa naman ako na lang pumupuri sa sarili ko. Hindi nila maalala kung gaano kagaling yung mga worship team namin. Kung gaano kaganda yung message. Pero nawa, Panginoon, maalala namin ngayon ang araw na ito kasi nandito ka. Ibinaba mo ang langit sa aming kalagitnaan. Lord, maalala nawa namin ang araw na ito kasi pinag-apoy mong muli yung puso namin. Thank you, Lord, na maaalala namin ang araw na ito that you will set our hearts ablaze for you once again. Sabi po ng Exodus chapter 3, verse 1, this is the story of Moses. Sabi niya, now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the far side of the wilderness and came to Horeb. Can we just say Horeb? Can you just put it in the chat? Horeb. Yan, the mountain of God. Alam niyo, bago mag-Exodus 3, verse 1, meron pang Exodus 1 and 2. Dahil sa dumadami na yung mga Hebrew people doon sa Egypt, because they were being slaved by the Egyptians at that time, 400 years ng under slavery ang mga Hebrew, ang mga Jews at that time. Ang ginagawa nitong mga Egyptian na ito, inaalipin nila yung mga Hudyo. Yan. Kaya sila napunta doon because of the story of Joseph. So balikan nyo na lang yung Genesis ninyo. And then after that, is dumadami na yung mga Hebrew, hindi na sila mapigilan yung mga Israelites sa kanilang pagdami, kung kaya na-overpower na nila yung mga Egyptians. So ang sabi nung Pharaoh, pwede ba lahat para ma-stop yung generation? Ang sabi nung Pharaoh, pwede ba lahat ng mga Hebrew natin na midwife, mga Hebrew midwife, kapag may ipinanganak na lalaki na Hebrew, kitilin, idedo, patahin. Pero dahil yung mga Hebrew na midwife ay may takot sa ating Panginoon, hindi nila kayang gawin na patayin yung mga babies at that time. So ang inutos ni Pharaoh, itapon ang lahat ng mga lalaking baby sa Nile River. And in chapter 2, makikita natin doon na sa Nile River, si Moses, baby pa at that time, ang sabi ng Bible is that inilagay siya sa Nile River ng isang babaeng katiwala, na isang Hudyo. At pagkasabi dito is that napulot siya ng daughter ni Pharaoh. At pagkasapos, itong daughter na ito ni Pharaoh, naawa siya dun sa bata kay Moses. So ang sabi niya, nilalagay ko ito dun sa amin, dinala niya ito dun sa palasyo, pinakain niya, pinatira niya, inalagaan niya. Kaya si Moses, tindig Egyptian. Kaya si Moses, nakapag-aral siya. Kaya si Moses was influential at that time. He's one of the most influential at that time in Egypt, kahit Hudyo siya, dahil nasa tahanan siya ng Pharaoh mismo, dahil inalagaan siyang parang anak. At alam niyo kung gaano siya ka-influential? So sobrang influential niya, he was next to the heir of the throne. Siya na dapat. Kaya lang, nung patapos na yung verse in chapter 2, there's this one mistake na kanyang ginawa. He knew already, Moses knew already that he will, at this time, that he would brought out yung lahat ng tao, lahat ng mga Israelites doon sa captivity, out of captivity. Pero he took it doon sa kanyang sariling kamay. Alam niyo ang sabi ng Bible, nung nakita niya na may Israelite na ginugulpi ng Egyptian, siguro mukhang Egyptian siya, pero pusong Israel pa rin, no? So nung nakita niyang ginugulpi, ang ginawa niya, yung gumugulpi na yon, pinatay niya ng patago. Tumingin-tingin pa siya sa kanan at sa kaliwa at sinigurado niyang walang nakakita. Pero meron din siyang nakita right after that. Akala niya, okay na, lusot na ako. After noon ay meron namang dalawang Israelites na nag-aaway na pinapahinto niya. Sabi niya, ito kayo, huwag kayong mag-away. You are brothers. Pero alam niyo, binalikan siya nung itong mga brothers niya na Israelites na sinabi sa kanya, sino ka para magsabi sa amin, ipinatay mo nga yung Egyptians? Yung akala niya na walang nakakakita sa kanya, may nakakita pala. Nalaman ito ni Pharaoh, and then he knocked down siya ni Pharaoh para patayin yung kanyang pagiging influential. Ngayon, nagtatago na si Moses. And then Exodus 3:1 came. Sabi, now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the far side of the wilderness. Wow! Yung Moses na lumaki sa palasyo, yung Moses na educated, yung Moses na strong and skilled, yung Moses na may political clout, yung Moses na may military knowledge, yung Moses na may physical gifting, may deep sympathy sa kanyang mga tao, o ikaw na ang galing-galing sa trabaho, o ikaw na lahat talaga binubuhos ang buhay para lang magpromote tayo, o ikaw na tatay na talagang iyong inaalagaan ng iyong mga anak para makapag-aral sila ng mabuti. He was that man until one mistake. Na yung dapat sa kamay ng Panginoon, nilagay niya sa kamay niya. This is the same Moses na strong-willed, matapang, courageous. This is the same Moses na merong influence sa kanyang kinalalagyan. Yung same Moses na yon, ang sabi ng verse 3 chapter 1, he was just tending the flock in the wilderness. Dating nasa palasyo, ngayon nasa wilderness. Dating he got it all, sabi ng we got it all pala, sabi ng SM. Okay, tumawa kayo. Yung sabi na Trinete. O kaya, yung nasa kanya na ang lahat, sabi ni Daniel Padilla. Pero ngayon nasa wilderness na siya. At anong ginagawa niya? He was tending the flock. Nag-aalaga siya ng sheep. Ng mga sheep na hindi naman kanya. Grabing kasad ng buhay, no? You got it all together. You're one of the most influential man during his time. Pagkatapos, eto ako ngayon, here, sa wilderness, tending. Tending this lang. At alam niyo ba, he was 40 years old when he committed that sin. At alam niyo ang sabi ng Bible, doon sa Exodus 3:1, when he was about to meet and encounter our God, he was already 80 years old. Ibig sabihin, he fled Egypt, 40 years old siya. Pagdating niya ng Midian, 40 long years, men. He was just tending flock. Nag-aalaga siya ng hayop na hindi naman kanya. Yun lang ang kanyang pinoposisyon na maaring in his mind, bakit ko ginagawa to? I was supposed to deliver the Israelites out of Egypt. Ako dapat yung magdi-deliver sa kanila out of doon sa 400 na slavery na yon. Pero bakit nandito ako sa wilderness? For 40 long years, siguro sinasabi niya sa sarili niya, if I could only turn back time at itama ko sana yung pagkakamali na yon. And I wonder whether there's anyone here today who are leading sheep. Life is not working out like you had if hope it would be. Sabi niya siguro, ang tagal na. 40 years akong nag-iintay. If I could just go back, redo it, rehash it, correct it, you would if you could, but you can't. Are you in that kind of position right now? If I could just turn back time, you would if you could, but you can't. If I could just turn back time, na 10 years ago, sana pinatawad ko na yung kapatid kong namatay, you would if you could, but you can't. Ganun yung feeling ni Moses at that time eh. Habang nagbungungoy siya sa wilderness. Paano mo babalikan ang isang bagay na hindi mo na kayang balikan? And so you're just trying to make it every day. Gigising sa umaga, magtatrabaho ng mabuti, magpapakamatay sa trabaho para sumahod ng malaki. Ang taas kaya ng cost of living ngayon. At pagkatapos uuwi ako ng bahay, kakain ako, doon kasama yung mga pamilya ko, ang gulo-gulo, yung aming relasyon, lagi kaming magkaaway, flip-topper po kasi ako dati. And then pagkatapos noon, matutulog ako sa gabi, pagkatapos, just the other day, another day, another day for me. You're just trying to make it. You're just doing the best you can with what you got and trying to call it life. Sabi ng Panginoon sa John 10:10, the enemy, very deceptive. Sabi niya, he came here to destroy, to kill, and to ano? To steal. He came here to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Pero sabi ni Jesus, but I have come that you may have life and have it to the full. So what are we doing, guys? If Christ na sinabi niya sa atin, I have come that you may have life and life, have it to the full. Ang tanong, anong ginagawa mo? What are you doing with your life right now? Are you just tending this sheep? God has something greater for you, guys. Merong higit na gustong gawin ng Panginoon sa buhay natin. Pero hindi pwedeng yung dating ginawa ng Diyos. Mapapako ka na doon sa dating ginawa ng Diyos at makalimutan mo nang yung pwedeng yung wilderness na meron ka ngayon is something na kine-create ng Diyos at pinaplano niya para sa gagawin niya sa ngayon. Sabihin mo sa katabi mo, huy, nabigyan ko kayo ng pagkakataon, huy, ilagay niyo sa chat. Tapos ang sabihin mo sa kanya, mabuhay ka. Mabuhay ka. Sabi doon, no, now the mountain of Horeb, he was doon sa far side of the wilderness. Siguro nakayuko na lang siya lagi, no? I remember in 2008, nagkaroon ako ng breakdown ng pimples. Talagang tagtad. Pag pumupunta ako sa church, nakayuko na lang ako lagi. Tapos parang wala na akong bukas. I was not present in my present at that time. Parang ang init na ng ulo ko sa mga tao nakapaligid sa akin. Pagka, ba't may pimples ka? Ay, kasalanan ko ba yun? Hindi ko alam nagtubuan sila, ganyan. Pag pupunta ako sa church, nakayuko na lang ako. Tapos parang, if I could only turn back time, sana ganun ulit kakinis, yung ganyan. I remember si Moses ganun. Kung pwede ko lang ibalik, hindi ko pinatay yung Egyptian. Pero, ang sabi habang naglalakad siya, mula doon sa far side of the wilderness, he came to Horeb, the mountain of God. Ang Horeb is in the Mount Sinai. At ang Mount Sinai, we all know after a few chapters nito, ibinigay ang Ten Commandments doon. In the mountain of God, in Horeb, which means dry place, saktong-sakto nga ito, dry place, dry and weary land. Doon sa moment na dry and weary land na yun, ang sabi, nandoon ang ating Panginoon. The presence of God is there. It's called Horeb, the mountain of God. So if you are in a dry moment of your life right now, parang wala nang bukas. Oh, I can't just go forward and I just can't go back. Parang ang dry-dry ng buhay ko, ang dry-dry ng spiritual life ko. Napapagod naman ako every Sunday sa paglilingkod. Pumupunta naman ako sa church na to, pawis na pawis pa nga ako. Nauubos ang data ko kaka-attend ng church. Pero bakit parang ang dry-dry ko? Ang sabi, he was in the wilderness, then he came to Horeb. If you wanna be all fired up, mga kapatid, position yourself for an encounter. Go where God is. Puntahan mo ang lugar na kung saan nandun ang ating Panginoon. Ang problema sa maraming Kristiyano ngayon, gusto nating ma-experience ang ating Panginoon pero ayaw nating pumunta sa Kanya. Solid, no? Sabi mo sa katabi mo, sakit. Before he experience na maglumiyab muli sa puso niya, kung sino siya at kung sino siya sa Diyos, he is already in God's vicinity. If you want an encounter with God, if you want to meet God right here, right now, hang out with Him. Yung tropa mo, hanggang alas tres kayo magkakasama, tapos yung Diyos mo, tinutulugan mo sa iyong 15 minutes na quiet time. Yung nanliligaw sa'yo, ang tagal-tagal niyong magbaba ng phone. Kasi, sige, mauna ka na, babe. Sige, mauna ka na, babe. Inabot kayo na alas 6 ng umaga mula alas 6 ng gabi. Pero yung pagpre-pray mo sa Panginoon, nakakatulugan mo pa. Ooh. Init lalo dito. If you want an encounter with God, you got to hang out where He is. The pursuit of God's person must mean you're willing to go into God's presence. He came to the mountain of God. For him at that time, this is just another day. I'm gonna tend the sheep. I'm just gonna walk around the wilderness, this dry land. And then, yun yung kanyang plano. Pero iba ang araw na yun para sa Diyos. So as long as you insist na, Lord, long distance relationship lang tayo, ha? That's what you'll have. Long distance relationship with God. Kung ini-insist natin, Lord, situationship lang tayo, ha? Di siguro naiintindihan ng mga ano yun, medyo mga millennials o kaya ng mga Gen X. Sabi, is that situationship lang tayo, Lord. Lord, pag may matinding sitwasyon lang ako, dun lang kita, Lord, ha? O kaya naman, we're just a one-way relationship. God loves you and that's it. O kaya naman, without label, I come to church, but I'm not gonna give my life to you. I just come there. Kasi we Filipinos, we come to church on Sundays. That is precisely the relationship you'll have. It will be absent of an encounter. In GSCMNB, we are praying that we say we are a Christian and we live by it. Hindi tayo Christian, but one without an encounter. Sabi ng Exodus 3:2, there the angel of the Lord appeared to him in flames of fire from within a bush. Moses saw that though the bush was on fire, it did not burn up. Moses in the wilderness, hindi na po bago sa kanya ang bush fires. Lagi na siya nakakita noon sa dry land, laging may bush fires. Pero, kakaiba ang bushfire na ito na nakapagpakot sa attention ni Moses. Na hindi pala araw-araw lang siyang nagtetend ng flock, pero ngayong araw na ito, there's something going on in the dry land, in the wilderness of my life, na makakapagpakot ng aking attention. This particular fire ay unusual. Bakit? Kasi ang bushes, kapag ka nasusunog, natutupok, nauubos. Pero, yung nakita ni Moses, may fire, may bush, Pero hindi na uubos, hindi natutupok. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, hindi ka natutupok. Hindi ka nauubos.
Let me say that again. He saw a fire. Hindi yun yung out of the normal. Ang out of the normal is that this fire wasn't doing what fires normally do. Consume and burn it, yung bush. And I pray right now that Lord, that you, as you set our heart ablaze, that you, as you set our heart right now with fire coming from you, Panginoon, maging kagaya kami nito, Panginoon, na kahit anumang dumating sa amin, hindi kami matutupok. Na kahit anuman ang aming kaharapin, hindi kami mauubos.
Wow! It was amazing for him. Nabigla si Moses eh. Paano yung nabigla? Ang hirap niyo patawanin. Kailangan ko pagpawisan ng isang balde. You know, what he saw was a contradiction. He saw something taking place outside of the norm. One of the ways na malalaman mo na nandyan na at ma-encounter mo ang Diyos, if there's something going on in your life that is out of the norm. Interesting. Pero, ang mali nating lahat, we ignore it. Sabi ng Exodus 3:3, piruin mo on how we ignore it, ah. Sorry, ah, buti hindi naman na-flash. Ignore it, ah. Di ba? Outside of the norm, yung wala ka ng pambayad ng Meralco, pero nakapag-tights ka pa. Outside of the norm, na yung talagang araw-araw, gabi-gabi, lumalagpas ng alas 10 na nagkakaraoke yung kapitbahay mo. Buti sana akong Morissette yung boses eh. Eh, Jenny yung boses niya eh. Tapos, binigyan mo pa siya ng ulam kinabukasan. Okay, binigyan mo, binilhan mo ng bagong mic. It's out of the norm. Nagpapatawa lang po ako ng konti. So when the, sabi ni Moses, nung nakita niya, hindi niya inignore. So Moses thought, I will go over and see this strange sight, why the bush doesn't burn up. He didn't skip it. He investigates it further. Sabi niya, I've got to understand, why is this thing happening here in this dry land? Why is this happening right now? I've got to understand, bakit nangyayari sa buhay ko to ngayon? Bakit ito ay nangyayari sa pamilya ko ngayon? I've got to understand the purpose behind it. Bakit ako nakalagay sa church na to? Bakit ako kaparte ng pamilya ko? I've got to understand. And when the Lord saw that he had gone over to look, God called him from within the bush. Ang sabi ng Lord, Moses! Moses! Tas ang boses ko, no? Alto yan. Alas sa tono. Karami tayo, ha? Iba pala talaga yung alas tres, no? Pwede mo bang sabihin sa sarili mo as if tinatawag mo twice din yung pangalan mo? Sabay-sabay tayo, ha? Ganon din sa ating global family. Ilagay nyo naman sa chat. Twice din. Pwede man natin sabihin at the count of three. 1, 2, 3. Jenny! Jenny! And Moses said, sabay-sabay tayo, here I am. God did not call him, kahit nasa vicinity na siya, tinawag lang siya nung Panginoon nung nag-respond siya dun sa contradiction. Nung nakakita siya ng it doesn't make sense, Lord. Kaya kung may it doesn't make sense kayo sa buhay niyo ngayon, now, God is calling you right now. Second point, when God shows up, don't ignore it. When God shows up, don't ignore it. Kasi when we respond to what God has done in our lives, He will give you more. Kapag nag-respond ka sa ginagawa ng Panginoon sa iyo, even if it doesn't make sense, He will give you more. That's actually the principle in Matthew 13:12, na nung sinabing, whoever has will be given more, and they will have an abundance. Whoever doesn't have, even what they have will be taken from them. Which is another way of saying, when God shows up, don't ignore it. Remember this mga moments, it doesn't make sense moment in the Bible. Ang sabi ng Old Testament, Si Jehoshaphat, the story of Jehoshaphat. Do you remember that story? Mga Bible readers nating mga kapatid dito. Yung story na ito, they were about to be kubkub. lalabanan sila ng tatlong nations. Di nila kaya. Talagang ano sila, ma-overpower sila noon. Pero ang sabi ng Lord sa kanila, ang command ng Lord sa kanila, Jehoshaphat, tipunin mo yung lahat ng mga umaawit, mga Levita, mga worshipers, mga nagsiserve sa Panginoon. Pagkatapos, ilagay nyo sila sa unahan ng marcha at kakanta lang sila dun sa ating Panginoon. Habang yung mga soldiers nasa likod. Alam nyo bang that's a lousy strategy pagdating sa war? Tatlong nations yung kanilang kaaway. Bakit yung mga kumakanta yung nandun sa harap at mga worshipers? It doesn't make sense. But they did it anyway. Ang sabi ng Bible, pinanalo sila ng Diyos na ang nasa unahan nila mga Levita. Ooh. It doesn't make sense moment. Remember Elijah? Yung kanyang skin, may mga sugat-sugat siya. Ang sabi ng Bible, sabi sa kanya, lubog ka. 7 times. Naalala niyo yun? Tapos ang dami niyang sugat. Tapos malulubogin ako in Jordan River ng 7 times ang clean river na ito at this time. 7 times? Di ba pwedeng 5? Ganun tayo, no? Di ba pwedeng 2? Bakit 7? At alam niyo, it doesn't make sense but he did it anyway. Alam niyo, sabi ng Bible, pag-aho niya sa 4th lubog niya, parang nag-Johnson & Johnson's baby powder, baby lotion, baby and all. Sa sobrang kinis, parang baby. Sa New Testament, ang sabi ni Lord do sa layman, take up your mat, rise up and walk. Wow, paano yun? Paano ko tatayo, Lord? I'm a layman. Pero it doesn't make sense. He did it anyway. Yung blind man, Jesus spat dun sa ground. Tapos binilot-bilot, nilagay yung face sa kanyang mata. Tapos ang sabi ng Panginoon, punta ka dun. Punta ka na sa pool of Siloam para gumaling ka. Imaginein mo, bulag na nga ako, dinumihan mo pa yung mata ko. Tapos paano ako pupunta dun ng nakapikit? It doesn't make sense. But he did it anyway. At alam nyo, nakakita siya. Alam nyo yung 10 lepers? Lahat sila merong mga sugat sa katawan, 10. Ang sabi ng Panginoon, go and see to the priest to have them check. Ipapacheck sila, pupunta sila sa priest. Hindi pa sila pinapagaling ng Panginoon doon ng harapan. Sabi ng Lord sa kanila, punta lang kayo sa priest. Eh sa priest, yun yung mag-check sa kanila para makitang clean sila. Tapos i-declare na they are clean, ibig sabihin hindi na sila i-isolate. Pero ang sabi ng Lord sa kanila, punta na kayo doon kahit may sugat pa sila. It doesn't make sense, but they did it anyway. 10 of them, silang lahat gumaling. 9, hindi bumalik sa Panginoon sa pasalamat. Pang-4, Peter's calling. They toiled all night and they caught nothing, ang sabi ng Bible. Fishermen. Kasama niya sila James, sila Zebedee. Tapos ang sabi, in the morning, nung habang sinusubi na nila yung lahat ng kanilang mga net, kasi alam na nila, wala nang mahuhuli ngayong oras na to. Kasi fisherman yun ng ilang panahon na eh. Ang sabi niya, hey, launch out into the deep. Huli ulit kayo. Ang sabi ng Bible, 2 boats ang napuno. Net-breaking catch. Kasi it doesn't make sense. But they did it anyway. First miracle of Jesus. Turning water into wine, it doesn't make sense. Buti pa sana kung grape juice, pero hindi grape man, tubig. Imagine that time span. It doesn't make sense. Jesus' death on the cross. It doesn't make sense, kapatid. I'm still thinking up to this time using the 4% of my brain, kasi mga 5% lang siya talaga. Thinking, it doesn't make sense, Lord. But He redeemed all of us once and for all time. When God shows up, don't ignore it. Ang Panginoon nagsushow up sa family mo, huwag mong i-ignore. Ang Panginoon nagsushow up sa trabaho mo, huwag mong i-ignore. Ang Panginoon nagsho-show up even doon sa yung direct situation. Even sa heartbreak mo, nagsho-show up ang Panginoon. Don't ignore Him. Hear His Rema word calling your name. Sabi ng Exodus chapter 3 verse 5, do not come any closer. Kasi lumalapit na si Moses nung tinawag siya. Sabi niya, God said, take off your sandals for the place where you are standing is holy ground. He was in the vicinity already, palapit doon sa burning bush. Ang sabi ng Panginoon, wag na wag ka nang lalapit. Hubarin mo ang iyong mga sandalyas for the place where you are standing is holy ground. You cannot have an encounter with God without dealing if you are unwilling to deal with your sin. We cannot have an encounter with God if we are unwilling to deal with our sin. Ang gusto ng ating Panginoon, hindi mo lang maranasan na naiiyak ka kapag umaawit ka sa Kanya. Hindi mo lang maranasan na sobrang saya mo, napapatalong ka pa pag umaawit ka sa Kanya. Hindi mo lang nararanasan yung mga emotions na ito. Pero ang gusto ng Panginoon ay talagang ikaw ay mapalaya. If we want an encounter with the Lord, if we want our hearts to be set ablaze once again, take off your sandals. These sandals, yung mga sandals nila representing dirt at that time na na-accumulate na. Hindi lang one-time dirt, but accumulative na dirt because this is a holy ground. Sabi ng Exodus 3:6-7, then he said, pakilala na ang Panginoon, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Nagpapakilala ang Panginoon sa iyo very personally. Tinatawag ka niya by your name. I am the God of your father. I am the God of Abraham. Si Abraham na inoffer niya yung anak niya. Si Abraham, the father of all nations. Si Abraham na sa gitna ng drought, kaya niyang makapag-produce at makapagtanim at makapag-plant at kumain ng kanyang pamilya. I am the God of Isaac, about to be offered, pero sinave ng Lord because He provides. I am the God of Jacob, kung saan magsisimula ang lahi ng 12 Israelites. And at this, Moses hid his face. How many of us among us, gustong-gusto ka ng iligtas ng Panginoon doon sa posisyon mo, pero hiyang-hiyang-hiyang-hiya ka sa Diyos dahil sa ginawa mo? How many of us here are so full of guilt, full of shame, full of our weaknesses, o kaya mga insecurity natin sa buhay, that when God shows up, we just hid our face because He was afraid to look at God. You know why He was afraid to look at God? Not because out of reverence or fear of Him, but because out of guilt. He knew what he had done. And then the Lord said, I have indeed seen the misery of my people in Egypt. Nakita ko na yung pag-iyak nila, yung kahirapan nila. 400 years na silang nandun. Narinig ko yung kanilang iyak. Wow, this is your God. Nakita niya yung paghihirap mo. Nakita niya yung, narinig niya yung iyak mo. He has seen your misery. Ibig sabihin lang noon, Moses, nakikita ko rin nung nandun ka sa wilderness. Nakikita ko rin yung nangyayari sa iyo sa wilderness. At ang sabi ng Panginoon, I have heard them crying because of their slave drivers. And I am concerned about their suffering. Kailanman hindi ka iniwan ng Diyos. Kailanman sa panahon na parang nag-iisa ka, lungkot na lungkot ka at parang wala ka nang magawa, hindi ka niya iniwan. Ang sabi niya, I am concerned about their suffering. Hindi lang ako concerned sa mga worship nila sa akin, sa sacrifices nila sa akin, pero concerned ako dyan sa mga, dyan sa heartbreak mo ngayon na hindi ka makamove on. Concerned ako sa iyo dyan, doon sa mga pangarap mo na hindi mo pa maabot sa ngayon. Concerned ako sa suffering mo, sa pamilya mo na gusto mong dalhin sa church, pero 10 taon mo na sinesheran at ayaw mo na nga mag-share sa kanila dahil napagod ka na. Concerned ako sa suffering that you're going through right now. Sabi niya, I am the God of your father. Niligtas ko sila noon. Kaya kitang iligtas ngayon. At kung malalagay ka uli sa punto ng buhay mo, na hindi nakaligtas-ligtas, kaya pa rin yun ng Diyos. Sabi ni Moses nung narinig niya na to, Lord, teka lang, baka masyado kang hyper. Talaga ba? Ako si Moses who fled out of Egypt, ang gagamitin mo doon. It was 40 years. Sabi ng Bible, patay na yung Pharaoh na naghahanap sa kanya. And kung 40 years, there's a new breed and new generation na doon ang mga Israelites. Maybe some of them, hindi na nila kilala si Moses. Ang sabi ng Lord, ibig sabihin, yung 40 years na nasa wilderness siya, nag-uumapoy sa puso niya, paano ko ilalabas yung mga kapatid ko doon, yung mga slaves na yun, yung mga Israelites na yun, 40 years na nga ako nandito. It's actually a preparation ng Panginoon sa kanya para pagbalik niya doon, hindi na siya kilala na siya yung mamamatay tao. Para pagbalik niya doon, he could bring out those people out na hindi niya na iniisip na alam ng mga taong ito, ako pumatay doon sa Egyptian na yun, kaya ako umalis. Na dati akong nandoon sa palasyo at kinupkop ako ng mga Egyptian. It was already a preparation. 40 years, he got it all together. 40 years siya nung nandoon sa palace sa Egypt, he got it all together. 40 years. Yung everything that he had, hinupad sa kanya. Ang init na talaga. Tapos nandun siya ngayon sa wilderness for 40 years tending flocks na hindi kanya. Alam niyo kung bakit? Kung bakit ang training ground niya ay wilderness for 40 years? Kasi after niyang ilabas yung mga Israelites na 400 years na in-enslave ng mga Egyptian, alam niyo kung saan niya dadalhin? Wilderness. Hindi niya na kailangan maklimatize na ang init dito sa dry, weary land na ito. Sanay na siya. Alam niyo kung bakit he was tending flock na hindi naman kanya? Matitigas ang ulo. Kasi pinaprepare siya ng Lord na pag nilabas niya yung mga kanyang people doon out of slavery, yung wilderness na paglalagyan niya, iikot at iikot sila doon for 40 long years. Trained na siya, sharpened na siya. So everything that you are going through right now, whatever wilderness you are in right now, it may be a no way out. You know what's nakakatawa? After na ilabas ni Moses ang mga Israelites dun sa Egypt, kawa naman ito, no? Turo ko ng turo Egypt to. Sa Egypt na yon, ang sabi ng Bible, a few hours later, they were sitting in front of the Red Sea thinking, now Moses what? Nilabas mo kami doon, hindi na kami makakaakain ng melon, ng quail eggs o tukneneng. Nilabas mo kami doon. Kahit naman ini-enslave kami doon, okay lang. Pero ba't mo kami nilabas doon tapos nandito kami para hulihin nila uli ng chariots nila at para patayin. Now what? Pero alam mo, may pangako ang Panginoon. Third, heed the call, even if it sounds impossible. Sabi ni Moses, why me, Lord? Pero ang sabi ng Lord, and God said in Exodus 3:12-14, I will be with you, and this will be the sign to you that it is I who have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you will worship God on this mountain. Dito sa iyong pinagtataguan, kahit dahil bumagsak ka, this same mountain range, hindi lang ikaw ang sasamba sa akin, but those people na pinangako ko sa iyong ilalabas natin sa Egypt, kasama mong sasamba sa atin. In this same mountain. Sabi niya, you will worship God in this mountain. And Moses said to God, suppose I go to Israel ngayon, ay sa mga Israelite ngayon, Panginoon, anong sasabihin ko? Sino ang nag-utos? Sino ang naglabas sa akin? I so love it. Sabi ng Lord kay Moses, sinasabi niya rin sa'yo, I am who I am. Sabi niya, this is what you are to say to the Israelites. I am who I am. Kapag may nagtanong, sinong nagbabago ng buhay mo ngayon? Dati may nitinulo mo ah. Dati nga bungangera ka, chismosa ka pa. Sabihin mo lang yung I am who I am. Sino nagpagaling sa tatay mo? Deathbed na yun ah. Ay, sabi lang ng Lord sa akin, I am who I am ang sasabihin ko. Imagine pagbalik niya ng Israelites kung may nakakilala pa sa kanyang yung naunang henerasyon. Sasabihin sa kanya, di ba si Moses ka, nagtetend ka na lang ng flock? Bakit ka nandito ngayon ang sabi ng Lord sa kanya, I am who I am. It doesn't speak about him. It speaks about the bigness of his God. If you wanna be all fired up once again, heed the call, even if it sounds impossible. Impossible para sa amin ni Pastor Stephen and church na to ngayon. But we heed the call. We've gone through circling our wilderness, tending flocks of other people. And then God said, it's now time. It's now time. I am who I am. It's like a blank check. A blank check. I'm sorry. Alam niyo, blank check. Kapag mayaman na mayaman ka na, wala nang halaga sa'yo yung pera, sa sobrang dami ng yaman mo. Kaya yung mga card na walang credit limit, yung mga black cards na nakikita niyo. Kapag binigyan ka ng blank check, ikaw na maglagay kung magkano. Yan ang I am who I am. What is it that you need right now? Healing? God is sufficient. He can bring you the healing. He can even bring back to life ang namatay. What is it that you want right now in your wilderness? Blank check. I am who I am. Kaya tayo pinag-aapoy muli ng ating Panginoon. Hindi lang para maging anointed ka. Sa lahat ng ginagawa mo, whether be it your service sa family mo, sa service mo sa family mo, pero kaya tayo pinag-aapoy ng ating Panginoon kasi may mission ka. Big job yung pinapagawa kay Moses. Ilabas yung mga slaves ng Egypt, which is the Israelites. But I want you to know, God is with you. When you're between a rock and a hard place right now, that's actually a great spot to encounter your God. You couldn't go back. You couldn't go forward. You cannot go anywhere. It's like you're just trapped. But guess what? It was a trap sent up by God. A trap set up by God Himself so that God could give you a fresh fire. Amen. To know Him more of what His power is like, that is our God. So if God's got you trapped, you don't know which way to go, kahit saan ka pumunta, wala ka nang mapuntahan. Look up because God is preparing you to run smack dab into His greatness, power, and His deliverance. He's preparing you. Come on, sabihin mo sa katabi mo ngayon, alug-alugin mo siya, sabihin mo, I'm all fired up. I'm all fired up. When it comes to my God, when it comes to Jesus, I'm all fired up. Lord, this is what we want. Panginoon, wala kaming ibang hiling, kundi pag-apuyin mo muli ang puso namin ng pagmamahal namin sa iyo. Pagmamahal namin, Panginoon, sa iyong gawain. wala kaming ibang hiling, Panginoon. Kung hindi kami, Panginoon, ay punuin mo, Panginoon, ng iyong presensya. Wala kaming ibang hiling, Panginoon, kung hindi makasama ka namin. Lord, set our hearts on fire right now. Set our hearts on fire. As you pour out this fire sa bawat isa sa amin, we're praying, O God. This will cause all of us, Lord, ma-ignite yung passion namin sa'yo. Ma-ignite namin yung passion namin dun sa mga bagay na nawala na sa amin. Ma-ignite namin yung passion muli, Panginoon, sa paglakad namin, sa pagkakatawag mo sa amin. Panginoon, maraming maraming salamat. Even if it seems there's no way out, you're telling all of us, dito sa spot na to, pag-aapuyin mo kami. Dito sa spot na to, Panginoon, pag-aalabin mong muli pag-ibig namin sa'yo, Panginoon. Salamat, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you, Lord. I pray, O God, na lahat ng aming natanggap sa iyong salita ngayon ay hindi lamang po, Panginoon, na malagay sa aming isip o sa aming puso. Pero ang dalangin namin, Panginoon, tulungan mo kami to put them into action. To put them into action, O God. Thank you, Lord God. Salamat po ng marami sa iyo. We glorify you and we exalt you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord.
Hello, Global Family. Thank you for listening. If this message have impacted your life, please consider following this Spotify account. Connect with us. Let us know what God spoke to you today. Where are you streaming from, or how can we pray for you? If you want to support this ministry and continue advance God's kingdom para punuin ang langit, I want to personally encourage you to support and give financially. Go to our website, gscmnb.com/give, so you can know how the ways that you can support the ministry. See you soon. God bless you.